And now, entering the ring, Jason Hughes, Dustin Dougie Campbell, and Jason Papaw White, the Triple Threat, on the Strong Booking Podcast.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Strong Booking Podcast. This is episode number 20. It don't seem like we've been through that many, but we're here for 20. I just want to go ahead and thank our sponsors real quick. McGuire's Insurance Agency, Pressburg Pigeon Poke, and High Tech Signs and Graphics. And let's go ahead and get the discussion started, guys. Just want to talk a little bit about Money in the Bank last week. Get your guys' thoughts on it.
Yeah, I tuned in. I watched most of it. I like the concept that they done, like the cinematic, Money in the Bank match. It was kind of weird seeing both male and females going at the same time. So, I just want to see what you all got to think on that.
What do you think, Papaw?
I don't know. It was a pay-per-view. That's about all I can say.
There was a lot of people complaining about the men's and women's being together like that. A lot of people did not like it at all.
Yeah, I say that's the least of their problems, to be honest.
There's more into that than just the match being together. All together, that pay-per-view was garbage. Yeah. That's the best way to put it.
True.
It was predictable. Like, everything that happened, you kind of knew what was going to happen. Besides Otis maybe winning men's, that was kind of a bit of, that was our dark horse, we did say, but still was kind of a shock that he won it.
Yeah, in my mind, I see the Money in the Bank. When you cash it in, you're cashing in on a world title. You're cashing in on something prestigious.
Yeah.
And I just don't see Otis being the world champion.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I did, some people were saying he could cash in for the tag belts, and that would just be the most wasteful thing you could ever do.
Cash in
on a belt belts that don't even mean anything.
They don't even want those belts.
Yeah.
He was the one that came out and said that, though, Otis did, that he was going to cash in on tag belts. He wasn't.
Well, he's just doing what he's told to say, though, really.
Well, I'm hoping that's just some sort of diversion myself.
Because I know he did prank around with Braun on Friday night, so there's a chance. And like you said, there's a chance for a Mandy turn on him. Mm-hmm. That could come about.
It's a sad situation when that's your top storyline. When that's your main angle, it's a sad situation.
Yeah, I know you said it all week, WWE just did that. How do they come back from this?
Yeah, it's not that enjoyable to watch.
No.
They've dropped the ball any way you can turn, it appears.
NXT, it has its moments, but even – like there's times where NXT is not watchable.
Yeah. I've not. Since AEW, I've not really watched NXT, to be honest.
Yeah. I'll find a recording of it and watch it.
Yeah.
Because I do like some of the wrestlers on there, but I watched this past week.
I've not even been keeping up with it.
There wasn't nothing worth watching, to be honest. None of your big guys were on there. The final match was Matt Riddle versus some guy.
He lost the tag belts. And Imperium took, they won the tag belts in that match against Riddle. Yeah. Then you had Damian Priest, was the one that actually attacked Finn Balor. He came out and beat up on Balor, and he said the only, wanted to get his name out there. Why not take out the Prince to do it? So, there's a few, standpoints that happen during NXT.
There are, but nothing that's That made me just pop out of my chair, though. Just excited for next week.
I mean, go ahead, Jason. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I mean, I guess until they get back to the norm, I guess. I mean, they having fans there, I know they can at a limited capacity right now. I just don't know if WWE can gain any momentum right now because nobody's tuning in for their storylines they're running right now. It's just kind of dull, you know.
Yeah. At this point, you've got to be a diehard wrestling fan to watch anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see anybody grabbing any casual viewers right now. And that's what hurts.
So we'll say, you know, AEW is doing a better job at it, though. They are at least keeping me somewhat, you know, interested.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a diehard wrestling fan, too. So
yeah,
am I.
Yeah, I get that.
The numbers, I mean, the numbers don't really show that. I mean, you're grabbing a 500,000 viewers a week.
Yeah.
And you're not getting no casual fans.
Which, I mean, yeah, it's known that WWE's ratings are down right now, like pretty significant.
Yeah. So. All wrestling in general is down, it looks like.
Yeah.
Not just them.
But we'll speak a little bit about AEW as well. I mean, I do think they got some good things going on right now. I'm pretty excited for Double or Nothing myself. You know, there's some good matches on that card. What do you guys think?
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, like, I'm AEW all the way. I mean, I've been into it since it started. And whether or not they've had fans or not, I've been tuning in every week, following them on every news outlet that I possibly can. And they are putting on a really good product right now, and they're keeping their storylines intact, even though, like, some of the competitors can't be there every week due to the travel restrictions and stuff. But, you know, Double or Nothing's setting up to be I think it's going to be a pretty good pay-per-view. And I'm just kind of waiting to see how many fans they actually let in. They had fans this past week on Dynamite, so – from what I could find out, you know, they're going to have a match in the Jaguar Stadium, the first ever stadium stampede match between the Inner Circle and the Elite. How many fans can go in, you know, they're going to have in there for to see that match, plus in the Daily's place that's attached. So, I mean, it's going to be intriguing.
Yeah. Just to me, the fans they had this week made a difference.
Yeah,
you know, it changed the atmosphere, and just to hear them chant, you know, this is awesome, just all of that stuff makes it more enjoyable to me, personally.
Well, that's what you want. You want to hear those chants, you know, and hear the pops and stuff, because when you hear those pops, it makes you, you know, you get a little butterfly feeling, you know, so.
I agree.
I've been like when Edge debuted, you know, if there had been no fans in the crowd, probably the men as much, you know.
And are they, you know, who knows? Maybe they're holding off because of this. Maybe they're waiting for the fans to be back in the arena before they start doing, you know, some major
stories. I think they probably are. I mean, right now everybody's just kind of hanging on at this point, you know, just trying to put something out there. But I think you're right. You know, they're going to wait until they get fans back in the crowd until – you know, maybe they try to make a
feels
push.
Feels like they're doing a skeleton crew type show right now. So
exactly.
Hopefully it'll get back to normal.
They're just trying to keep the TV going for now. And, when things get back to normal, WWE might pop off and they might start rolling again. You don't know.
Right. Yeah.
But I do know, you know, you got the Lance Archer and Cody match next week. I mean, what do you guys think about that?
I see Lance Archer going over. I think it's going to be a really good match. Kind of intrigued for Dynamite this week. You're going to have, Lance's advocate, I guess you could say, and Jake. Yeah. And then you've got Cody's and Arn. They're going to have a face-to-face encounter. I know Jason brought it up, and honestly, I don't know either if Arn and Jake ever had something together through their time in wrestling. I tried to look up a little bit, but I didn't. But I'm kind of intrigued to see how that plays out in that match. I mean, there's going to be a lot going on, WWE Hall of Famers with, you know, two guys that are kind of on top of their game right now.
Yeah. What I like about the Arn and Jake is I was thinking about it, and they were kind of, you know, somewhat similar in their careers, only on different sides of promotions. They both were good on the mic. They both had the same type of dark catchphrases, and they both used a DDT for a finisher. I mean, but I don't ever remember them having a program together.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, then you're going to have the Brodus Lee is going to be facing against Moxley for the title next week, or, you know, next Saturday. So, I think, you know, Moxley's going to go over in that match. I don't see him putting the strap on Brodus Lee.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be clean. I think it's going to be – I could see a disqualification and Brody Lee still keeping – you know, right now he stole the belt from Moxley.
And yeah.
Moxley this past week on Dynamite said he's going to inflict some pain that he wished he never would have dreamed of on Brody Lee. So I could see that match somehow – it's not been announced yet, but being turned in some kind of – maybe a no DQ match. I don't know, even though that goes against what I just said. But, you know – maybe a stoppage and a restart, you know, type of thing. But in all, I think Moxley's going to keep that belt for a while, I think, right now, until they can kind of find out, like we talked about a few weeks ago, who's going to be the clear-cut guy, you know, to go head-on-head right now with Moxley.
Yeah. What you were saying, that plays into Moxley. He appears to be better at a street fight or a – no holds barred than he is at a straight wrestling match. You know, I say you're right. I say Moxley goes over, but, you know, I don't know. Could be clean. I mean, if it's clean, it really helps Moxley.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it really even hurts Brody Lee if he loses.
No, it ain't going to hurt him.
Yeah, I mean, is he? I don't know.
Well, I guess you don't want to take all the momentum away from the Dark Order.
Yeah.
And everything, but that's why what Jason said, it'd be a DQ or something will happen. I could see that just so Brody Lee doesn't take any, you know, any fall from it.
It's kind of strange to put Brody Lee in that position so quickly, too. Just a
I think, you know, maybe at this point they kind of didn't have a choice.
Well, if you think about it, the whole Dark Order is, you know, is guys who are on a losing streak that look up to Brody Lee, and he's supposed to take you from your losing streak. Now, if he suffers a loss, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know.
That's maybe why they let him kind of win. You never kind know.
Of with, yeah, kind of with Jason, I don't see it being clean, you know.
No.
If he loses, he might win. You can't ever tell.
No. He might be the one to win by, you know, DQ or something. You know, Mox will get mad and do something to get disqualified, and he technically wins but don't get the belt, you know.
Stranger things have happened.
Yep. You know, and then we're going to have the Inner Circle versus the Elite match in the Stampede, or the Stadium Stampede. So, I think that's going to be the match of the night.
Yeah, I'm kind of intrigued to see. I'm pretty sure we'll find out this week what all that in, you know, the rules of that match entails. I think Jason kind of brought it up to us about the old bunkhouse stampede matches. You can kind of give, if you want to, just kind of tell everybody what that is, because I honestly don't ever remember seeing one, and I know you have.
Yeah, it's the come as you are. Back then, it was a come as you are type battle royal match. You know, you could, to my knowledge, you could bring what you wanted with you. I've seen Dusty Rhodes would bring like a cowbell to the ring and dressed in Levi's and cowboy boots, and it was a come as you are battle royal.
Yeah, I think that's what you're going to see with this match. It's going to be guys in, you know, jeans and stuff. You know, they're not going to be in their normal wrestling attire. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just just by watching that, you know, that tag match between Kenny Omega, Matt Hardy, you know, versus Jericho and Sammy, you know, 2 weeks ago. Like that match was gold, so I can only imagine how good the Stampede match is going to go.
That seemed like a prequel to this match, didn't it?
Exactly. It seemed it's giving you a little tease of what's going to happen.
I do believe so.
Yeah, so that's definitely a match of the night for me.
Well,
it's one I'm looking forward to the most at the time.
It's something that, I was thinking about in that match, though, is like this was supposed to have happened, you know, a while back, and then all this happened. And, you know, they brought Matt in to take, you know, Nick Jackson's spot to be with Elite in this match. But since times, you know, it's been delayed, you know, Nick took that time off because I get him and his wife had a baby. And, you know, now it's been long enough for him to come back. And I'm just wondering if at one point during it, Nick, you know, shows up, or do we get a, you know, maybe a six member of the Inner Circle and they do a 6-on-6 instead of 5-on-5, you know. That was just stuff I've been thinking about, trying to brainstorm on it, you know. Yeah. It's just kind of, right now, times have been difficult and a lot's changing week by week, but I know anything that Omega and those guys, along with like Jericho and those guys, I mean, it's going to be great. It's going to be something you want to watch for sure.
Right. That's very much possible.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to know, you know, when we're going to get the War Games match.
No. Oh, yeah, see. Mm-hmm.
I was extremely excited about that, and, you know, things happen.
That's what they were supposed to be in at first, wasn't it? And now it's changed.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I remember that now, yeah.
What was they calling it? Blood and Guts or something, I believe they were calling it. Yep. Something like that.
It was about the week this all started.
Yeah, it was supposed I believe it was supposed to happen the very next week.
On live TV, and then now you got to get it at Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
I still think, you know, they got that War Games match in their back pocket still. So the line, we'll get that. And it'll be amazing.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if the Stampede was the War Games match, and they just renamed it and gave it to us as something else?
You never know. That's a possibility. Could be, you know, they might surprise us with it.
Be nice.
But me and Jason was talking about before you came on, you know, the Revival, or FTR as they're calling themselves right now. You know, there's a chance they could show up at Double or Nothing. Because I seen on, like, a prediction card, you know, people were predicting maybe them versus the Bucks at Double or Nothing, but, you know, they're already part of that Elite match, so it can't happen. But
I would like to see a full crowd audience for that myself.
Yeah, me too.
Just for the reaction of what's going to happen.
Yeah. And then you still, you know, go ahead, Jason.
I'm sorry. I mean, as far as that goes, you know, we were talking about it before we came on. I guess WWE sent out a cease to desist order against them using Free the Revolt. So, I mean, they're going to go by just straight FTR now, from what I could tell. But, I mean, they're going to be with EC3 when they come. And I'm like Jason, I like to see a crowd reaction to when they come out and debut. Actually, now, I'd like to see that.
It's been so long.
Before anybody debuts now. I mean, we already got Brody Lee and we got Matt Hardy during this time, but I would save anything you've got to when you've got live audience.
Yeah.
So you can get that pop, you know, and get that media attention. You know, something like that will go mainstream, you know, when they debut. And I don't know. That's just the way I feel. I don't think anybody should debut right now for any brand of any organization, WWE, you know, anybody right now.
You know, it just bounces back to what we were saying earlier with, you know, everybody's just buying their time. I think that's what's going on, you know, they're just buying their time for the crowds until they start, you know, throwing the dice out there. But AEW just happens to be putting on better matches. That's the only difference right now.
Any week you can put Omega in the ring, you know, it don't matter who he's wrestling out there. I mean,
yeah.
I was just talking about it this week, how smooth he is. I mean, just it don't matter what match he's in, tag, singles. He can make anybody look good and make the match good. Because, I mean, for the first few weeks he was wrestling, like, I think he wrestled Kip Sabin one week. He wrestled, can't remember who else he wrestled, but those matches kind of actually stole the show for me, and they were the opening, you know, match. And then he was off TV. So, kind of intrigued to see Page, Hangman Page. I'm wondering if he's going to show up this week on Dynamite. I know the Lucha Brothers are going to be on there. You know, they've been off TV for a while. They've announced Rey Fénix to be in that Casino ladder match.
Yeah.
So, you know, guys Which, are starting
well, like guys I was are telling you, like I was telling you earlier, you know, I seen there was still like three names to be announced for that that Casino ladder match. So, from it looks like to me, there's going to be like 10 people in it.
I think that's too many.
Ten.
Yeah,
I was
with six or eight. Six would have been nice. Mm-hmm. Eight, you're pushing it, but ten.
Ten. Ten's quite a bit. Yeah, it's quite.
It's going to be a lot of spot. It's going to be a spot match. You're going to get your spot and then go to the next guy.
Yep, ten people. That's a lot of people laying on the floor at one time.
Yeah. But they could probably make it work, though. I mean, they seem to be doing a good job at that with what they've got, you know, AEW week. I mean,
I'm just curious to see, you know, if it is three more people, curious to see who's going to be. Like, I don't know who else is throwing right now.
So that's, they said Kip Sabin was a six, but I don't know who number five was.
Yeah. When I was reading that list, I counted them. I'm pretty sure I counted seven on there. And it said three to be determined. Because Kip Sabin was on there, Fénix was on there, Darby Allin was on there.
Yeah. Colt Cabana,
yeah.
And Orange Cassidy, that's the only
Orange
five.
Orange Cassidy. So maybe it was just those five, and then it said three to be determined. So I'd have to go back and look at that list.
You got about 8 minutes left, guys.
I was looking at the match, you know.
Even if matches it's eight, for that that's card. Still a lot.
It's still a lot, yeah.
Still a lot, I mean.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another man. Statlander.
The thing to me, the people that are in that ladder match, like, none of them seem. I don't want to see none of them in the title match, or in the title match, to be honest. That's just my opinion. But.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean.
Yeah.
Now, the ones that are announced, Rey Fénix would be my pick that I would like to see, you know, wrestle Moxley, I think. And that's my opinion. I know a lot of people are on Darby Allin winning it, but.
Yeah, I've heard people say they want to see Darby Allin, but.
It's probably going to end up being Darby Allin.
Yeah, I don't. That's just me.
Me neither.
I would rather see Orange Cassidy. I mean.
To be honest, I don't even want to see like Fénix wrestle in the title shot.
You know,
I don't have that big appeal, to be honest.
Well, let's say Brody Lee wins it. It changes the whole, you know.
Sure.
Could be, you know, it could all change at one time. You don't know.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening, but, you know, I didn't see Otis winning Money in the Bank either, so.
Yeah, you're right.
You know.
Yeah.
A fumble for the win, so I don't know.
Yeah. I would like to see Pentagon in that ladder match myself. That's just me.
Yeah, we got a question. Justin Maynard just asked if we think we'll see Sting in AEW. I know there's a lot of rumors going around about that. And I thought he was supposed to, you know, I read that he was going to present the TNT Championship at Double or Nothing, but that's Mike Tyson now. So what are your thoughts on Sting making an appearance in AEW?
Well, as long as he's just making an appearance, that's fine.
Yep.
he don't need to show up and wrestle, and he don't need to show up and have a client either. I don't want to.
Yeah.
No.
I don't want to see either one of those. But You know, that's how I see Sting. Who don't want to see Sting?
That's true.
You know what I wouldn't have minded? This is a little weird, but not in a wrestling, like, not put him in a wrestling role. But I wouldn't have minded him being the leader of the Dark Order. Like, just behind the scenes guy, you know, leading that group. That would have been interesting, but
that would have been, yeah.
He didn't have to wrestle. Right. No wrestling. He would just been like a microphone piece.
Yeah.
He can play a pretty good role, you know, as in the suit, you know, and stuff. He's done pretty good with it in TNA. Main event mafia and stuff. So
he could have.
He did wear a suit and stuff and that, and sunglasses, yeah. You know.
Kind it would have like been a neat little role though. For him.
Yeah.
You know, I hope Brody Lee does good with that. I mean,
yeah.
He seems to be out of character to me, but
same here.
I just hope, you know, I hope over time that it grows on me because I do like him.
I do like Brody Lee, yeah. Just the character fit ain't working for me.
Well, I remember him as what he was, and it'll take a little bit to get out of that, but I'm sure it will.
Right.
I mean, it'll take time, but it will happen.
Yeah.
See, actually, Justin asked us another question. He said, what do you guys think about NXT TakeOver In Your House pay-per-view? I know I was telling Jason about it, and you all shared it, you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
He knows more about it than I do, but I think it's a good idea. It's something kind of gets fans drawn back in. You know,
it's refreshing.
Yeah.
I would like to see him give a house away like he did on the first one. But,
that'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, see, I could be wrong about this, but I know Triple H and Shawn Michaels are supposed to be on this week's episode, you know, for a big announcement. That could be, you know, one of the announcements.
It'd be all right. Yeah. Yeah, I always enjoyed In Your House pay-per-views when, you know, before they went to a – myself, personally, I don't think you need a specifically named pay-per-view every month. You know, you need to keep your four big pay-per-views and then have, like, an In Your House with a different name below it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like that myself. You know, that's just – I like it.
Yeah.
Kind of how AEW is doing things right now. You know, they've got four pay-per-views, but they're doing, like, Bash at the Beach. They were supposed to have Blood and Guts, you know, Fight for the Fall. You know, live
but they're
shows.
Putting them in, you know, live shows, which is making it.
Oh, yeah. On free TV, which is even better than the other one.
Yeah.
AEW, I think, is right on course with that.
Mm-hmm.
Got a
little, like,
you get about 2.5 minutes, guys.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and thank our sponsors again, Prestonburg Picnic Boat, High Tech Sign and Graphics, and McGuire's Insurance Agency. Anything you guys want to say, last comments?
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in again. You know, episode 20, I didn't even know that. Kevin brought that up when I first got on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. It don't seem like we've been doing it that long. You know, I enjoy each and every week, you know. But if you like what you see and stuff, just give us a follow on Facebook or Twitter. I know we're on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. You know, just search us, and we appreciate everybody tuning in.
Thank you for coming in, and God bless.
Yep. Everybody, watch wrestling. Tune in to Double or Nothing next week because you won't be disappointed. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and call it, guys. You've been booked.